Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hour number two, Leading Edge Medicine. Oh, we love the breaks. We can say what we really want to say.
Well, we were just talking about palace coups, right?
Well,
that you're trying to depose me.
We better actually not go there.
You know, my wife and I have been watching a Russian series with English subtitles.
Oh, okay.
On
Netflix?
Well, no, it's on a Chinese site.
Oh, okay.
But it's fascinating because it is a Russian made film.
Okay.
And it's about Katharina the First, who was the empress back in the mid-1700s. And it's about the palace intrigues and the attempted coups.
Okay.
So it's really right. Fascinating to watch a Russian language film about palace intrigue. And it's just fun. It just is.
Cool.
Anyway, we're having a great time.
Oh, well, good.
Awesome.
That's
hence
good.
The coup issue.
Since coups are on my mind.
I'm trying to get rid of them. And then I said, Jerry, I'm not trying to get rid of you. I would never
that's what he says
even
to my
think
face.
Of it. Because who would I have to make fun of every Saturday morning in front of thousands of people? It's what I live for.
That's right.
All right. Where were we? Were we heading someplace specific?
I think to a caller.
Well, no. We do have some callers. We are going to go there. But we've been talking about diabetes. We've been talking about dementia. If you don't measure, you don't know. That whole realm of dementia, because, Jerry, I think you shared a study that for people 60 and older, their number one fear is losing their mind. It's not cancer.
No.
It's not heart attacks.
Most older people are not that afraid of dying. They're afraid of losing their mind.
Yeah.
Of just, you know, being demented.
That's right. Boy, there's no question about that. Having lived through two parents that went that route, it is on your mind, especially as you get a little bit older. But the point I'm trying to make here, you need people like our doctors. You need longevity because, as you just pointed out, even if you have the 4-4, you still...
We have an 80%.
Yes.
Yeah, we can reduce your risk by 80%.
So take it from a 50% chance of getting it down to a 10. Now, how important is that to you listening right now?
You know, and 10% is not zero. There's still a risk. But would I take a 50% risk of dementia or a 10% risk?
Yeah.
I'll take 10%.
That's right. How important
any day
is just that?
Yep.
Just that one little window. Mm-hmm. Another illustration that we were talking about during the break, and I think now I'm going to bring it up again. You were literally giddy. You just, this was 3 minutes ago during the break, talking about one of our older patients.
Yeah.
Who is no longer a diabetic. Just tell the little story. No names, obviously.
Okay, sure. No, he's just an amazing gentleman. He's been with us now for 6-7 years. And he came in.
Almost 90.
Yeah, almost 90 years old. He's a joy to talk to every time I talk to him. But he was diabetic when he came to the clinic and was on at least two oral medications for his diabetes. And today, well, he hasn't been diabetic now for 4 years.
So what was his A1C when he came in?
7.0, but it was higher at his other medical provider. Oh. And when we came in, when he checked with us, he was 7.0. And then over the course of time, he's now down to 5.3%.
My golly.
Yeah. 5.3, which is it's close to ideal.
And
5.2
no
medications. Is our target.
No medications for diabetes.
Yeah. No diabetic medicines at all.
Yeah.
He went from two diabetic medicines that were keeping him down to
seven.
Mm-hmm. And now he's down to 5.3 on no diabetic medication. And that's the difference that longevity can make. We can actually make most diabetics no longer diabetic.
So doesn't it just drive you nuts when you see TV ads and things, and you know darn well that doctors are telling their patients, no, don't worry, we're gonna help you manage your diabetes. We've got this. We're gonna help you.
And our goal, of course, is to get rid of it. We don't always succeed, but there's one of my many aphorisms, if you try, you might fail. But if you won't try, you're a failure.
And that's the
problem we get is that too often physicians don't even try.
Right.
They say, well, he's diabetic. We'll just manage the disease. We should try to get rid of the disease and make it go away.
Well, I think you gave a statistic once, in fact, many times, something about 70% of people.
70% of type 2 diabetics have the potential to stop being a diabetic. The reason I'm waffling a bit on what I'm going to call it, there's a debate. Do we call it cured or do we call it going into remission?
Okay. Yeah.
I think that the phrase in remission, when they're no longer a diabetic, they are off all their medicines and their blood sugars are normal. And many doctors want to say, well, we won't say they're cured, but they're in remission. In remission says they're still a diabetic. We've just got it under.
Yeah.
Okay. That means that Medicare will still pay for their visits, you see, because they still have a clinical diagnosis.
So use the term remission.
If they've been cured and they're no longer a diabetic, then Medicare won't pay for the visit. So what many of my colleagues are calling it is finance driven. It's not, if your arm was broken and 4 months later it's no longer broken, do we say, oh, well, but your broken bone is in remission? you might fall and break it again. No. If you were a diabetic and you met all the criteria for diabetes and you're on diabetic medications and we treat you and all your numbers are now perfectly normal and you have no diabetes medicines and no signs of diabetes, why don't we call it a cure? Well, because if we call it a cure, we can't charge for any follow-up visits.
Unfreaking believable. I this stuff just hacks me off like you can't believe. And
always follow the money in life, Pete.
Yes. There's no question about that. Jerry, do you remember? I think this was before you joined the show, Samara, but we had a patient that supped, well, I think still a patient, but moved to Arizona or something, or back east, doesn't matter. He'd been a type 2 diabetic for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to give his first name because we're big.
You can make one up. Elmer.
Elmer. Yeah, Mr. Fudd was 30 years diabetic.
Treated for his diabetes with insulin.
That's right.
And oral medications.
That's right.
30 years his diabetes was managed. He came to see us. And
became a patient at longevity.
He became a patient at longevity, and within the first year, 6 months or so, he was off his insulin, he was off his oral meds,
that's right,
and his sugars were well down in the normal range, his A1C's in the fives, and he's doing great. And
it was kind of silly because it was like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He was very happy.
He was happy with us.
He was very happy with us, but man, was he hacked off at his doctor.
He was angry at the physicians that had treated him as a diabetic for 30 years and had never tried to cure it.
That's right.
But
probably never knew how, obviously.
Well, I guess. But the fact is, if you're a type 2 diabetic, 70% of the time, you have at least the potential to be cured. There are type 2 diabetics that have basically burned out their pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what we do. They simply cannot make any insulin.
Mm-hmm.
But most type 2 diabetics still have decent pancreatic function. They simply have so much insulin resistance that the insulin they can make can't drive the sugar into their system.
So let's we'll bring a conclusion to this conversation, but diabetes is a big topic. Think, Jerry, of the percentage of our listeners right now that are either officially diabetic or are already even called pre-diabetic.
Mm-hmm. That can and should be fixed.
Yes. Now, I'll give you the joy of telling the story of how many people back in the 1930s became type 2 diabetics.
Yeah. Well, early 1930s, and it wasn't just type 2s. In the 1930s, about one American in 147 was diabetic. And now the Center for Disease Control, the federal government, tells us that one American in three will be diabetic before they die.
It went from one out of 147 until today.
It's one in three will be diabetic before they die. And more than 50% of people over 50 are pre-diabetic.
My goodness.
Those are scary numbers. They really are.
They really are.
Like we were talking about earlier, it's not just a sugar and pancreas and insulin issue. It's a whole body issue.
Heart,
every cell,
brain, eyes, kidney, lungs, bones, joints. Yeah, it's diabetes is a total body destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
First, it maims and cripples you, and then it kills you prematurely. And the problem is, it is a lifestyle disease. You know, human physiology has not changed that much between the 1930s and today.
No.
What's changed is our lifestyle and our diet and what we accept as, quote, normal weights.
That's right.
You know, we are the second fattest country on the planet, and that fat is crippling and killing us.
Mm.
You know, yes, there are people with a genetic predisposition. For instance, Han Chinese, the East Asians, have a very high risk of being diabetic even if they're skinny.
Mm.
Okay, so it's not a matter of fat. And that's why we watch my wife so carefully,
mm-hmm.
Because she's Han Chinese. But for Caucasians, for Hispanics, for African Americans, it's a weight issue. It's fat makes us diabetic and kills us. And, you know, so people hear me railing against fat. It's not that I worry about how you look in a bikini. Mm. What I worry about is dementia, heart yes. attacks, blindness, pulmonary disease, osteoporosis,
kind of
kidney failure.
Kind of foundational.
Amputations,
so
yeah.
let me be the smart mouth that basically now tells our audience that are listening intently, because so many of them are type 2 diabetics or pre-diabetics or have a spouse or a parent.
Mm-hmm.
If your doctor is telling you, hey, don't worry about this because we're going to watch it real carefully. We're going to help you manage
yeah,
it.
We're going to watch you slide downhill and get crippled
right.
and killed.
You need another doctor. And that may sound dramatic, but it's, in my opinion, a safe, sane statement to make. I'm not suggesting you just run off with your hair on fire when you realize some of these things, but I do suggest that you become at least check out Longevity Medical Clinic, because this is one of the many things, the many, many things that we can do for you. And we don't even, we make it so easy for you to check it out. A free health analysis appointment. We even tease you with $100 worth of longevity supplements or our two, now we're just doing this, just announcing it this last week. You can either get the free supplements or you can get two free fitness books and our fitness bands that are really cool, quality bands. So, that's the first step. If you don't measure, you don't know. You've heard these doctors say that 100 times. And just don't put up with living in the 1960s when it comes to your health. That's what Longevity Medical Clinic is all about. For crying out loud, stop procrastinating and make a free health analysis appointment. We would love to bless you with that. That's the bottom line. And you make that appointment by going to lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. Push the button, and it's a two-step process, maybe three steps. Easy, easy, easy. All right? At lmclinic.com. Let's go to Mukilteo and talk to Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Do we still have Greg? It says we do.
Greg, speak to us. You're
Greg,
on the air.
Greg, are you there?
Well, Greg has an eloquent silence.
That's right. That's okay. I think I'm going to go to a break because I don't want to interrupt this next caller anyway. So that's a good excuse. Let's go to a break. When we come back, maybe Greg will be there. And if not, Howard from Burien. Howard has a question about carnitine. Greg had a question about a groin muscle pull. Ouch. Ouch. But then Kathy from Woodinville has a question about menopause and weight gain. We got some good questions coming up. So you don't want to go far. Oh. I didn't give the phone number if you want to make a free health analysis appointment. About 7% of you listening don't have a computer. So here's the phone number. Write it down. 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. Back 17 minutes past the hour. I'm Pete Talbot. We've got Dr. Umat here, Dr. Mixon. This program is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinic. Boy, there was something. First of all, today, week four.
Yes.
A beautiful you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Featuring the one, the only, the beautiful Dr. Samira Umat.
And beautiful you is going to get even more beautiful in the near future.
That's right.
So excited about
it. Oh, my golly.
I just contracted yesterday.
Yes.
Damn near $1 million worth of new equipment.
That's right.
Boy, I feel special. Thank you, Dr. Mixon.
So here's the deal. Beautiful You is our new radio show featuring you. And it's on every Saturday afternoon right here on KTTH. From 1 to 2 o'clock.
That's right.
And we'll be there this afternoon. We've got scheduled a couple of people that are calling in, some very, very happy patients at Bella Medica. It's technically, Beautiful You with Dr. Umat, is technically sponsored by Bella Medica, which is our aesthetic division at Longevity and has been for probably close to 15 years. And it's just that we are expanding that rather dramatically. We've always been on the leading edge at Longevity. We've always been on the leading edge at Bella Medica.
But quietly.
I mean, there was years where we maybe didn't even mention Bella Medica once during this show in the mornings because, hey, we were busy servicing our patients at Longevity that also wanted the aesthetic component, you might say. But now, hey, we're going to the moon. We're expanding new equipment, everything. We're going to be able to do tattoo removal. Well, Jerry, Samira, you're the
well,
feature
yeah, we,
here.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to talk more and more about it. But Jerry, no, help us. You know, talk about it also.
You're paying for it. Explain it.
I am paying for it. That's true. Yeah. Well, I just contracted for some. Fancy new
brand
equipment.
Brand new equipment,
yes.
With
really
new technology,
cutting edge things.
Yeah.
It allows us to do, for instance, in the past, trying to remove dark spots from the skin was difficult in people with dark skin because you had the dark skin and the lasers and stuff would do more damage and then you get deeper burns. We've now got a new Pico laser that fires at 1/1,000,000th of a second. And doesn't give it time to heat the skin.
Yeah.
So even people with Asian and Mediterranean and Hispanics with darker skin, even people that have been in the sun and have melanin, we can now treat their skin and get rid of dark spots and freckles, age spots. We can improve the texture. We can get rid of tattoos. Because about 40% of women who have put those tattoos on in their youth now don't want them anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And so those tattoos can all go away. we've got new machinery. If a woman's had a few babies, and so she may not be fat, but her skin on her belly is just sagging, we can tighten that skin back up without surgery. We can actually get rid of excess fat in areas under the chin, in the arms, on the abdomen, the love handles, the thighs. All of these areas, we can actually shrink
cool.
the fat.
Yeah.
About 20% per treatment of that fat can go away. So, you know, we can really think, although it's not for people that are really obese, it's not a weight loss therapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's designed that if you've got your weight under pretty good control, you are now down within the, quote, normal range, but you still...
Love handles and
saggy
and
belly
things.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Then we can shrink that.
Yeah.
We've got... Oh, golly.
Those are the big ticket, and the laser hair removal was the newest one because we can now do it really faster. But what I wanted to say was that you did all the research for us to go to the company.
I've looked at every company on the market.
And although there are people who are offering this already, we have the latest technology in that because you've researched it and you've kind of figured out which is the better, not just for comfort, but for results.
Yep.
And also which is the fastest, and we can get the patients done as quickly as possible.
And after we narrowed it down,
yes.
you know, for the spot fat removal,
yes.
I sent you, uh-huh. one of the other staff, me, uh-huh. and my wife. We all went and, you know, interestingly though, if you're too skinny, it's more uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah. Bandine had really hard cramping, as like she was having terrible, and turns out that she has no fat in her tummy. And so when they tried to remove the fat in her tummy, it triggered.
I think Bandine probably has about 7 fat cells.
Somewhere scattered around.
Maybe 8. But.
I know. I've always teased her that if she's got 3 fat cells on her body they've never met.
So that body contouring machine really works very well for normal weight people that
right.
have stubborn areas
yes.
that they can't
but
get
really
rid of.
Really skinny women like my wife that just want to be skinnier,
yeah.
not for them.
Yeah. And then the other machine that goes with it, and thank you so much for getting that one because that one was really what I was after, is the skin tightening. So it uses radio frequency. And even if you have, you know, had babies long, long, long time ago, you still have lax skin, you don't want surgery, give this machine a try because it
yeah.
will tighten up that skin.
Yeah.
And other areas, we can do face, we can do other body parts. And for women who are postmenopausal and have had babies with vaginal laxity, we can do tightening there as well.
Yes.
So it can enhance the quality of your life as you are getting older. And to me, it's all about quality of life. And as I keep saying, it's about empowering you with decision and options that we have looked into that will help you be a better version of you tomorrow than you are today. And for that reason, I'm really happy that you went that route, Jerry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now you just have to use it a lot so I can pay for that.
I love it. I love it. And then the other two, as you eloquently mentioned, one is for tattoo removal. So if people want to change their tattoos or get rid of tattoos, then this will do it firing very quickly and doing it very efficiently. So one of the latest and the best machines on the market.
Although it takes 6 or 7 treatments to fully get rid of a tattoo.
And thank you for bringing that point up. Nothing can be done in one treatment. Even the body contouring, you can't get rid of it and expect one treatment to produce a miracle. It doesn't. And that's why teaching from our point of view for you is very important, because over a series of treatments, we can get you results and we'll record them and take pictures to show you the befores and afters.
The other thing, too, that I've run into as I researched this, the biggest problem we get with the fat reduction is you'll treat somebody to get rid of their sagging tummy.
Yeah.
And they go home and they say, wow, I got rid of it. I can eat.
Yeah.
And they gain 5 pounds. And then they come back and, well, guess what?
It
doesn't
work
much better. Well, no, it worked just fine. It's just that you overate and put it back on.
Well, that's human nature. But, yes, human beings are human beings.
Yeah, so you have to weigh and measure and photograph the people before treatment.
That's right.
And then when they come back, you have to weigh and measure. Because if they went out on a binge and gained 10 pounds,
yeah.
they're not going to see a loss.
And then as, you know, and then as we have the in-body machine, we can even use that if we have to before and after. So we have an advantage, in that respect. And then the final machine is basically, just for very, very fast machine for laser hair removal. Yep. There are many, many, many people who want laser hair removal, unwanted hair on parts of their body that they want to get rid of. And we can do that very fast, very quickly. Most importantly, though, as you said, we couldn't do that efficiently and without causing side effects in dark skin. Now we can. And so for dark skin
this is
huge news. You can do it safely and you can do it efficiently and you can do it very fast. So for example, men that have a large area on their back, I mean, it hurts, right? And how many, we book out 2 hours to do large areas and imagine the pain they go through, although fair is very good. But now we can do it in much, much faster because the heads are much bigger and the machine's firing very quickly. And so for lighter skin, definitely not a brainer, but for dark skin people too, larger areas we can do very quickly. We can do whole legs very quickly. We can do backs and we can do, you know, smaller areas, of course, are not an issue, face, underarms, but you know, all of these procedures hurt a little bit. And so we can now do them very fast. So 4 beautiful machines coming up our way and very, very excited to start using
them. Yeah, and they get here probably the end of this next week. And so we're able to make appointments for probably 2 weeks out.
Yeah. Biggest problem, it's actually going to depend on the electricians. Yeah. 3 of these 4 machines require 220.
We already have one.
We have one 220 plug, but we've got 3 machines that require 220. So I've got to get electricians in to do some rewiring in the office.
Well, the bottom line, though.
In the meantime, we'll do hair. So hair is my baby still. I'm very happy with the results that I'm getting because I'm starting to see people for the second injections now and or longer. And as we go through the pictures, it's very, very rewarding to me personally to see the impact that it is making for both men
now,
and
when you're talking hair, you're talking about growing hair.
Right. Hair restoration.
Hair restoration, yes.
Not hair removal.
People that are losing their hair when they don't want to.
Yes.
So now we can go both ways.
That's right.
You know, if your hair is thinning, we can thicken it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got a lot of hair in places you don't want it, we can make it go away.
That's right.
And Jerry came up with a great idea. We were talking about Beautiful You, the new radio show that we have every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2. Well, at Bella Medica, I think we're going to call this, I love it, Jerry, we're going to do the Beautiful New You consultation.
Yeah.
And for right now, which may not be the smartest thing you've ever decided, Jerry, but this is okay, it's free. Because what we're going to do is somebody is going to be able to come in and basically do a head-to-toe body analysis, a body consultation, and so that our, you know, you, Dr. Umat, and our master esthetician and other support staff can do a major analysis of what can be done, whether it's your love handles or tummy or shoulder, you know.
One of the things I came up with that I like the most is that for the Botox and the fillers and the face contouring is to have people bring in their favorite picture of themselves in their 20s or 30s.
Right.
Because that was what they looked like at their best.
Sure.
And no, we're not going to take their face back to being 20 years old. But that should be our target.
Yeah.
You know, just like when we're doing hormone levels and inflammatory levels at longevity, my goal is a healthy 25-year-old range is what I'm shooting for.
Right.
Even if you're 70.
Right.
And so for our aesthetics, I want to see a picture of this person in their 20s to early 30s, and that's our target. And we're going to try to get you as close to that as humanly possible.
Well, the thing is that we can show you what has happened to you over time in your own picture rather than a model and using the model to show what happens to the normal aging with the skin, the subcutaneous tissue, the fat, and the bones. But everybody's an individual. So when you, if you bring your picture, we can use that. If not, then we'll use the models.
So bottom line is, this is great. I didn't think we were going to announce this until next Saturday. I lost control.
Yes.
I just confessed.
He has no self-control. He is impulse, stimulus bound. He can't help it. So.
Well.
He's speechless right now.
The Beautiful New You consultations. You can make an appointment. So we will spread the word. We better let Michelle know even this weekend, just so that when people call on Monday, we are in trouble. I am now officially in trouble.
He could not resist talking about it 2 weeks before he was supposed to.
Okay. Well, 1 week. 1 week. The bottom line is those beautiful new you consultations are going to be free, at least for a while. And then we'll see, because it's a big deal. They take a solid hour. And you've got to be there, Dr. Umat, and our master esthetician has to be there. It's a big deal. And they're free with no arm twisting or anything like that. So, great news. If you want more information about Bella Medica in general, just simply go to the Bella Medica website, bellamedica.com, division of Longevity Medical Clinic. Again, bellamedica.com. Bella, beautiful. Medica, medicine, bellamedica.com. Or that same toll-free number, there'll be a tree when you call 866-86-YOUNG. Okay? 866. In the meantime, tune in this afternoon at 1 o'clock. I think we're going to have fun.
Yep.
All right. Well, time for a quick break. When we come back, we will talk with Howard and Buren about carnitine. And then Kathy was there, now she's back from Woodinville with a question about menopause and weight gain. Oh boy, lots of reasons.
That's an important one, by the way.
It
is? I want to talk to her about that one.
Menopause and
weight gain. Yeah, there's a whole big difference in estrogen receptors as you approach menopause.
I completely agree.
Another reason to consider Longevity Medical Clinic and to keep listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Hey, welcome back. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and it just hit me. We just heard a few minutes ago about Dr. Dan Nelson and Pro Ortho. He does stem cell. He does all kinds of things as relates to pain. I have a very close friend. Won't mention his name, of course, but he's about 80-some years old, and he hurt his foot. And so he went to a really well-known place to get help. And they said, okay, we'll put you in therapy for 6 weeks. And that did nothing. And at the end of the 6 weeks, he went back and saw the doctor. This was just about a week ago. And that same doctor says, well, I knew that probably wasn't going to help. So now just stay off your foot stay off your feet for the next 30 days, and we'll see what happens. So this was, you know, a big place. Everyone listening right now has heard of this place. And that was the protocols. I called him 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and I said, I'll call him Elmer Fudd again. Elmer, you've been screwed. There is no way Dr. Dan Nelson would say, go off for 6 weeks of doing therapy, and then, okay, now take another month and stay off your feet. I'll bet you $100, Elmer, that Dr. Dan Nelson can help you. So I'm happy to tell you that, yes, this is for real. I sent my friend to Dr. Dan Nelson. So we've got some great doctors. We were talking about getting, I will have, I hope, by next weekend, Reuben Maiden in here, cardiologist.
Very nice.
So we're going to... Always, we've got doctors and specialists and stuff coming in. So lots of reasons to keep listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Okay, let's go to Burien and talk with Howard. Howard, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Hey, earlier you were talking about carnitine in the heart. Now, I work out. I've been taking a supplement to your optimum weight and also 1,000 milligrams twice a day of acetyl L-carnitine. Is that going to be a problem?
Well, it all depends on your gut flora. I take coenzyme Q10 and acetyl-carnitine twice a day.
Me too.
It requires both the acetyl-L-carnitine and the CoQ10 to get the carnitine molecule into the mitochondria where it can be burned for energy. So, you know, the carnitine by itself doesn't do as much good. The combination works better. But your gut only absorbs about 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of carnitine a day, which is why I take the 1,000 twice a day. So I keep my load as even as possible. So for me, because I am doing my best to keep my biome nice and healthy, and I keep all my other hormone balances where I want them, I am not afraid of carnitine at all. And I like acetyl L-carnitine as the best form as opposed to the carnitine tartrates or maleates, because the acetylated form of carnitine gets across the blood-brain barrier more efficiently.
Right, I understand.
And you get better cognitive improvement with the acetyl form. So you're doing exactly what I'm doing. That should tell you that I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. There's no real way of knowing, though, about our gut flora or in regard to
there that. There are ways to do it, but, it's expensive and slow. And unfortunately or unfortunately, your gut flora changes radically depending on what your diet, your stress levels, your environment, the time of the year, how much sleep you're getting. There's a lot of factors that impact our gut biome at any given time. Mm-hmm. So as a practical matter, what we can do is stay lean, exercise regularly, eat a well-balanced diet with lots of fiber, and relax and enjoy life.
Yeah, but for people who do have digestive issues, Jerry, who are not sure about what their biome is, and they're trying to eat as healthy as possible, we can do a digestive stool analysis.
Yes, we can.
And that is basically a huge, expensive stool test, but it's very, very thorough and very informative.
And it tells you what your biome is on the day you pooped.
Correct. Okay. And it will change. So as your diet changes, that will change. So you will need another test later on. But my hope is that it'll tell us what the problem is and that we'll institute treatments that will help improve the problem. And so they can do another follow-up study later on, but
sure,
they don't have to.
Yes.
Right. Well, I guess I'm not going to worry. I've been taking these supplements for years with no trouble, and I have excellent heart health as far as I know. Do you have time for another question about weightlifting?
Sure.
I hear different theories about should you use a high weight as a heavy weight and barely squeak out a few reps, or should you use a lighter weight and do a lot of reps? And I've heard
depends
one
on what you're trying to
better
accomplish
for building bulk, and others better for building strength or whatever. I'm pretty confused. Maybe you can give me a brief rundown.
Okay. Heavy weight with fewer reps will bulk your muscles. If you want show muscles, you want muscles that, people say, wow, look at those guns. You want to do as much as you can do. And, even if you can only squeak out three reps. If what you're after is strength and endurance, then you want lighter weight, more reps.
Okay. How many sets normally would you do of the same? One or several, or does
that
matter?
That's been looked at pretty carefully. If you're doing lighter weights and rep to failure, one series will get you about 80% of what you're going to get. If you do it two and three times a day, you can increase that last 20% by, 10 or 15% maybe. But the first rep to failure, that first time where you just keep doing it until the muscle won't do it anymore, that'll get you about 80% of what's possible.
Okay. And then should you have a rest period between the sets?
Again, not if what you're trying to do is to build mass. Now, if you're trying to, again, build endurance, then yes, you want to let the muscle recover. You return to its base state, and then you push it to failure again.
Okay. Recovery time, then, between sets? Roughly?
Recovery time depends on you as an individual. It may be 3 minutes, it may be 30 minutes, depending on how fit you are and how well conditioned those muscles are.
Yeah, and how much anaerobic activity you've generated and collected lactic acid, because the point of the rest is to get rid of that lactic acid.
That's
so
right.
That it doesn't hurt.
Well, and also the growth factors.
Yeah.
You see, when you push a muscle to failure, it actually kicks out a whole host. Working muscle produces more than 100 different anti-inflammatory pro-growth factors. Working muscle is an incredible hormonal and cytokine factory. It puts out brain-derived neurotrophic factors to help you grow new brain tissue and peripheral nerves. It grows out vascular endothelial growth factors to help you repair your blood vessels and remodel your cardiovascular tree. So working muscle is very, very important. And the more that more muscle you've got and the more frequently and intensely it's worked, the more of these pro-growth, anti-death cytokines that you produce. You've probably heard me talk about in the past, for instance, about senescent cells, right?
Yes.
Well, it turns out that working muscle, those pro-growth cytokines actually force senescent cells into death. You get rid of senescent cells by getting good exercise. And the more muscle you've got and the more you exercise, the fewer senescent cells you will have in your system, because it actually pushes them into growth mode and they die. On the other hand, more senescent cells you've got, the harder it is for your muscle to function. And so for, you know, a lot of older people, we may need to treat their senescent cell load first and get them so that those senescent cells are not kicking out the anti-growth factors that are preventing the muscle from growing well. Then that then allows you to grow the muscle you need to produce the growth factors to kill more senescent cells.
And with that, Howard, we've got to say farewell, but only for about a minute, because we're going to be talking to Kathy from Woodinville. She will be the focus of the next portion of Leading Edge Medicine when we come back. Her question is about menopause and weight gain. And Jerry, you said you really want to talk to her about this topic.
Yep.
So here we go. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We've got about another 14 minutes here. I want to remind everyone, we have another 2 hours between 10 and 12 on another station. So if you'd like to follow us and keep listening, you simply go to our website, lmclinic.com, push on the podcast button at the top of the page, and you will be shown where we are for all 4 hours every Saturday morning. Okay? Obviously, we start at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10, right here on 770 KTTH, and then from 10 to 12 on another station. We don't want to promote other stations, a little bit tacky. So go to our website, lmclinic.com, push the podcast button at the top of the page. Also remember, and this is cool, you'll be listening to this show and you'll think, holy cow, what Dr. Umat said was so helpful, or Dr. Mixon. Well, when you push the podcast button, then you also have access to all of our past shows. So you hear something like around 8 o'clock, 8:39, what have you. Well, by Monday, we'll get these shows today on our website under that podcast button so that you can go back and listen again, or have your spouse, or tell your parents or your cousin or a coworker to listen. Go to lmclinic.com, push the podcast button. You got to hear what he had to say about type 2 diabetes, for example, today. This is important stuff, so you have access to it all. In fact, all of our past shows at lmclinic.com, the podcast button at the top of the page. Okay, we're headed to Woodinville now. And Kathy, thanks for holding.
Thanks. Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
So my question is, I'm 55, and in the last 6 months have weaned myself off of my menopause medicine, progesterone and estradiol, because I was gaining weight. I've gained like 10 pounds in the past 2 years, and I'm still gaining weight. And I don't know if it's my metabolism or my hormones, and I don't really know where to go to find out what I need to do, because I eat well, I exercise, I'm eating less and still gaining weight.
Okay. Such a common question, and it's sad because it happens to so many people.
In fact, it is part of the human condition. If you go back, by the way, your weight gain and your shift was not due to your estrogen. If you go back and look at pictures,
well, not estradiol for sure.
Right. But if you go back and look at pictures of the old Dutch painters and the masters hundreds and hundreds of years ago, long before there was anybody passing out estrogens, mm-hmm. middle-aged ladies mm-hmm. were chunky. Mm-hmm. They've always been chunky. It's part of the human condition. Yeah. And it's due, in fact, to a shift in your estrogen receptors. There are two types of estrogen receptors, the alpha and the beta. Okay? Young women with high estrogen loads are predominantly alpha receptors. And alpha receptors cause you to lay down your estrogen under the skin. That's what make women soft and rounded, okay? That little bit of subcutaneous fat. Really healthy, fit men are hard and lean and angular. Women are always softer and more rounded, and that's because of the different types of hormones and receptors that we carry. As you approach menopause and your estradiol level is dropping, your alpha receptors start atrophying and going away, and your beta receptors start kicking in. Men have a predominance of beta receptors. And the beta receptors in men is why when men get fat, we put a great big pop belly on ourselves. Okay? Women tend to put it on their hips and thighs. Men put it on their belly. And that's those beta receptors getting active. And so as women approach menopause, the dropping estradiol level is shifting their receptor levels towards the beta. And they start putting on a male fat pattern. Okay? They're mm-hmm. losing their alpha receptor dominance. The other thing that's happening to women as they age is they're losing their testosterone load. What most right. people, even most physicians don't recognize is that a healthy 20-year-old girl has twice as much testosterone as she does estrogen. You know, testosterone is not just a male hormone. It is the dominant sex hormone of men and women. And as women are aging, you're losing both your testosterone and your estradiol and your progesterone and your pregnenolone and your dehydroepiandrosterone and your thyroid level is starting mm-hmm. to decline. Mm-hmm. And all of that together is shifting your metabolism towards fat, away from muscle. You start gaining preferentially fat over muscle. It's harder to be lean. It's harder to be fit. And that's just what midlife is on human beings. Remember, we aren't designed to live this long.
That's right.
For most of human history, you'd have been dead 10, 20 years. Okay. We were designed to have our babies in our teens, protect them till we're in our 30s, and then die and get out of the way. But we don't like that plan. Right. We don't want to cooperate with it. And I certainly don't, because I'm 73 next week. But that's actually how our human physiology is designed. If you want to overcome it, you have to look at the total pattern. All the things that are changing with age, and we can't just throw estrogen or progesterone. We have to put everything back as close as we can to where you were in your 20s or 30s. That's really our okay. target. And if we do that, we can change your metabolism.
So how do I do that?
Well, you come to Longevity Medical Clinic. You get your free health analysis, and then you let us do all your lab work. We measure all of your parameters. And then you sit down with one of our doctors for an hour at each visit, and they work with you. We measure, we adjust, we measure, we adjust, we measure, we adjust. I've been on therapy for 22 years, and I still get checked about it every 3 to 4 months.
Really?
All of our patients do at yeah. Longevity. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. the appointment, when you become a member at Longevity, it is like a membership. You get as many appointments basically as you need, which mm-hmm. is about every few months.
It's unlimited visits for what we do.
Yes.
We aren't going to see you for your sprained ankle or your bronchitis.
Yeah, that's yes. true. Yes.
So you're saying there's no way to exercise your way out of this. You really have to go get your biochemistry altered.
Yes, that's right. I mean, exercise is good.
Yeah, and the exercise will then be more successful if you're altering your biochemistry.
Yes, exercise is good.
Okay.
It's just not enough.
Okay.
So, okay.
I guess that's what I needed to know, because I didn't really want to just get back on the same cycle. I wanted to, you know,
that's right.
do something that works, not just put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, well, get in, make that health analysis appointment that Pete has talked about, go to our website, set it up, and, you know, let our doctors work with you.
Okay.
Kathy, have you heard us before talk about the free health analysis appointment? Do you understand what that is?
Yeah. Okay. I listened to you guys on Saturday on the way to work.
Okay.
So
well, that's the first step.
And find out what to do. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
You know, and you're very welcome. And I sympathize with her, right? Because it's a very important issue for women. They're struggling. They're at that age where their parents are getting older and need help. Their kids haven't been launched and haven't left home yet. They have a full-time job, and now they're pulled in so many directions, and their own body is changing, and they don't understand what's going on. And sadly, it's a time where so many of them go through depression, and they're put on antidepressants, and it's not that they're depressed. It's just that they need somebody to educate them about what's happening to their body.
There really is a depression that's common, but it's not caused by a Prozac deficiency.
That's right. It's not.
It's caused by the neurotransmitters in the brain are changing with age,
right.
And we need to move them back.
That's right. No, well said, Jerry. Well said. They are sad by all the changes that are happening, but the changes are not going to be fixed by the antidepressants. Physiological changes have to be fixed by the physiological mechanisms, and that'll then give them a fighting chance to succeed in their mission.
Yep. Anyway, hope we see you at the clinic, young lady.
Yeah, I think she's maybe not there any longer, but...
Well, she's still on the radio.
That she's still on the radio. Again, there's been about 10 or 12 perfect illustrations so far in the 2 hours, and we've got another 2 hours to go, as it relates to why people would want to be a patient at Longevity Medical Clinic. I dare say that 90% of our listeners right now obviously know, I wish I could be a patient at Longevity. But they get sort of, they're afraid because we are not covered by insurance. They're afraid, it's too expensive, and it's just outside the norm. This is why we do the free health analysis appointment.
Yeah, and I'd like to address the expense for a moment.
Please do.
The average mid-range nursing home in Washington State is $174,000 a year.
Yeah.
And we could treat you for 25 years at Longevity.
Yeah.
For the price of 1 year in a nursing home.
I think longer than that.
If I can keep you out of the nursing home an extra 10 years,
did
you come out ahead.
That's right. That's right. And quite frankly, this is something that has been on your heart from the very beginning. When you started Longevity Medical Clinic, to do what we do, people were paying in various parts of the world $30,000, $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
It was something, what we do now was something that only the wealthy were able to do. Your whole goal?
I wanted to bring this to the middle class.
That's right.
And I have. And
I'd say definitely you've accomplished that goal. So, again, if you'd like one of those free health analysis appointments, we do have a limited number of them, but they're there right now. I opened the appointment availability all the way through September 25. So you may have to wait for a few weeks to get in, but they're there now on a first-come, first-served basis. And yes, you, as an incentive, you can either have $100 of free supplements or our two fitness books, which we wrote, they're excellent, and the free exercise bands. So there you go. Make your appointment at lmclinic.com. Push the podcast button and find out where we are for the next 2 hours.
First responders and emergency medical service workers do a lot for our communities, but sometimes they need help. Code 4 Northwest is a 24-hour crisis line for current and former Washington State first responders and their families. They provide resources for peer support, professional counseling, and inpatient treatment. If you know a first responder in need of help during their critical time, they can call Code 4 Northwest at 425-243-5092. Calls are free and confidential. Learn more at code4nw.org.